It is. still place as fruit drops, flashing signs, everything will fall right into place. When we die, some sink and some lay, but at least I don't see you float away.
To that hidden place. beautiful est, fragile est, still strong, dark and divine, and the littleness of his moments hides himself, invents a charm that makes him invisible, hides in the
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
I I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you?
Can be your little song. bird. When you wake up in the morning, before you've had your first cup of coffee, before you lit your first cigarette of the day, I can be the soundtrack to your morning into the evening when you go to bed, and I can be your little songbird. When you step out my front door, you're lighting your fifth cigarette of the day. We're walking down the street, you're stepping onto the train. We've got the whole world to greet, and I can sing you a song that I hope you can sing to the world. And I can be your little songbird. When you get home at the end of the day, you're tired and you're weary. You're putting out your last cigarette as the sun is setting. You're crawling into bed. I'll sing you a lullaby into the morning light, and I will sing softly but still can be heard, and I can be your little songbird. I can sit on your shoulder. Baby, baby, you can be my perch. And I can sing you a song that I hope you can sing to the world. And I can be your little songbird, your songbird. And I can be your little songbird.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Fox in the snow, where do you go to find something you could eat? 'Cause the word out on the street is you are starving. Don't let yourself go hungry now. Don't let yourself grow cold. fox in the snow. Girl in the snow, where do you go to find someone who will do to tell someone all the truth before it kills you? Listen to your crazy laugh before you hang a right and disappear from sight. What do they know anyway? You read it in a book. What do they know anyway? You read it in a book tonight. Cycle round the town. You're going up, you're going down, you're going nowhere. It's not as if they're paying you. It's not as if it's fun. At least not anymore. When your legs are black and blue, it's time to take a break. When your legs are black and blue, time to take a holiday.
tonight. Do not have to think about it. It seems nice. Not a care so quiet. Maybe I'm consumed by my mental. Does it hurt?
Game, I know. You're listening to TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.